Go through the world, your life. Which are the world going to lost her.
Amen. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the beauty that is in your name. We thank you for the trumpet that is blowing in this hour.
Amen.
That is calling people to come into the realization of the free gift that you've given to the whole of creation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cause us, O Father, to comprehend your truth.
Amen.
Cause us, O Father, to receive from you.
Amen.
For we know in receiving, we are saved.
Yes.
To you be all the glory.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is, I really wanted to go into details on, as it was in the days of Noah. You know the story of Noah very well. You know, and because of the time, I think I'm going to have to trim it a bit. But I just want us to realize that there's one thing that the Father desires of every one of us. You know the greatest desire of the Father for us? Is that we recognize a particular gift He has placed in each and everybody. In each and every person. You know that? You know this gift that He has placed in each and every man is a mystery till today? You know that? You know many, many people up to today who say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is Lord, do not know about this mystery? Amen?
Amen?
And the Father's desire is that you understand this mystery that is hidden inside of you. Amen?
Amen.
This Father's desire is that you see, you understand this mystery. Because understanding this mystery is the key to your salvation. Is the key to the victory that you sought of after all these years. Amen?
Amen.
Now the work of the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist, or the work of the evil one, is to prevent you from knowing that mystery. Amen?
Amen?
Is to obscure your understanding so that you do not know that mystery that is hidden within you. Amen?
Amen?
Now the devil works, the devil does not walk up to you with a tail and with a fork in his hand. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. He does not come to you through fornication, the way of the world, with women. Amen?
Amen?
He comes to you through religion. Amen?
Amen?
He comes to you through religion, and this religion is what has deceived people for many years. That people do not know the truth. They do not know what God has freely given to them. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know that gift that is within you? Let us all say it. That gift that is within us, what is it? Christ in you,
the hope of glory.
Are you people sleeping?
No.
Christ in you, the hope of
glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ in you, the hope of glory for who? Is it for only you?
No. Everyone.
For the whole world too. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ in you is that very hope of glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And is that glory that the Lord desires that the people come to acknowledge and know. Amen. So that you grow in that understanding. And when that Christ in you increases and comes forth, what the world sees is Christ manifested in you. Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. John the Baptist said what? That he may increase and I may
decrease.
Hallelujah. Every aspect of our self-identification has to do what? Decrease. Amen?
Amen.
That identity that we bore when we are born how many years ago, I am this, I am that, all that thing has to do what?
Decrease.
Decrease. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. And that Christ, which is, who is, you know I am, is the one that has to emerge out of us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know this is the temple of the living God? You know, up till now, some people have another image. That's enough. Another image, another person has sat down in that temple, claiming he's God. Amen?
Amen.
You know that? But that person has to be brought down, and the Christ has to now come and reign. We have to allow the Christ to do what? To reign in you. Amen?
Amen.
What did John say in the book of, in 1 John? How do you know the spirit of Antichrist? Any spirit that does not confess that Christ has come
in the flesh.
Which flesh? It's your flesh. Amen?
Amen?
If you don't understand this thing within you, amen?
Amen.
That means we've not started the journey. We've not started the race. Hallelujah. Let's quickly turn to the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Are we there? Colossians is in the New Testament. Chapter 1, verse 26. Okay, it says, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations and has now been revealed to his saints. To them, God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Which is what?
Christ
in you, the
hope of glory.
Can we repeat this thing together? I want people to wake up. Christ in you, the hope of
glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You see, it has been a mystery. It is something that has been hidden in us, hidden from us. Amen. That people did not understand this particular mystery. But God, in His grace, by His grace, is what? Is bringing forth this understanding now. So that you will grow in this understanding. Because when you understand and know of that man within you, it is then that you can go into that victory that you are seeking. Amen?
Amen.
You shall know the truth. The truth will do what? All along we've all walked in what they call a false identity. Amen?
Amen.
You know, after another man believing that we are a separate entity from Christ. But God is saying today that we have to recognize that man within us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, people do not realize that Christ is within us. Amen? When the Lord appears, He appears through us. Amen?
Amen?
What did Jesus Christ say about the Father? He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the
Father.
Because the Father dwells in
me,
and I in the Father.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
In likewise manner, He says what?
Amen.
That we dwell in Him, and Him in
us.
So that the world may know that He did what? He sent us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's quickly turn to the book of John. John chapter 14. Verse 19 to 20. Are we there?
Yes.
A little while longer and the world will see me no more. But you see me. Amen?
Amen.
Do you see Jesus? Do you see Him? Nobody's answering me.
Yes.
This is a message. This talk here is directed not just to the disciples. I mean, not just to those 12 disciples. He's talking about even this particular words, they span eternity. Amen?
Amen.
It's for people to come. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you see Jesus? Don't you see the Christ?
Yes.
By faith? With the eyes of spirit, with the spiritual eyes? You don't see Him?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Let's go on. It says that, but because I live, you also, you will live also. And in that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in
you.
Hallelujah. How many of us are walking in this consciousness, in this realization, that the Christ dwells in us? Amen. And we in Christ, and Christ dwells in the Father. Amen. Do you know this is the key to our victory? Amen?
Amen?
First of all, you get to hear this thing and understand this thing. Then you have to grow in faith in this understanding. Amen?
Amen.
It is then that every shadow of darkness, amen?
Amen?
Everything that has tormented you, every lack, every evil conscience that you've had begins to fade away. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But somebody must say, how can I be one with Christ? Who am I? These are part of the things that the Lord wants to destroy. by giving us understanding in these last days. Amen?
Amen.
God is trying to tell you that he has created you acceptable before him. Amen? The Lord does not see you as a sinner anymore. Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
The Lord does not see you as a transgressor. Amen? It is just left for you now to receive what they call the free gift of what? Of righteousness. A free gift. You know? The free gift of righteousness. You know, many people have not received this thing up to today. Amen?
Amen?
That's why people are still walking in condemnation. People are still being religious. You know, going through rituals of religion, going seeking to get to God, not knowing that God has already made you righteous. Amen? All you just have to do is what? Accept the workings of the cross. Amen?
Amen?
We died with Jesus. We are right with Jesus. If you stumble along the line, what happens? You are what? You are forgiven.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
The Lord does not look at sin. He does not look at you as a sinner. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What he now sees is adopted sons. Sons of what?
Oh.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But first of all, you have to understand this thing. Because if you do not understand this thing, amen?
Amen.
You will just continue on in what?
Ignorance.
Yes, in ignorance. Amen?
Amen?
People are still waiting to see Jesus Christ in the air, and then they feel that then they will be perfect. You see, but you do not realize one thing, that the same way that Christ went up with the clouds, he came down that same way with the fire at the day of Pentecost, and the Lord dwells today in your midst. Amen.
Amen.
That same flesh Jesus that we saw 2,000 years ago, the Bible said that we know him no more after the flesh. The desire of the Lord is that if the world sees you, they see the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Forget about your problems. Forget about your state. The Lord will bring you up to that place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just like a seed. All you have to do now is water the seed. Amen. And let that thing grow in you. Amen.
Amen.
When the Bible says grow in the knowledge of the growing in the knowledge of the Savior, of the Lord Jesus, it's not talking about growing in the letter. Amen. It's not talking about reading, like about reciting letters. Amen. Because many Christians are good at reciting letters, but you don't understand what these letters mean. Amen? You see, these letters will only minister death to you if the Spirit of God has not breathed upon it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the Spirit of God is not involved, these letters will only give you death. Amen?
Amen?
I've met so many Christians, when you call the Scripture, by the time you want to share what they call the whole Scripture. When you say Genesis, they'll call the whole Bible for you. Amen? But that's not the knowledge that the Lord is. The knowledge is talking about is the conscious knowledge of the Christ within you. Amen?
Amen.
You have to grow in that understanding that you are a son of God, that you are loved by the Father. Amen?
Amen?
That the same love that the Father loved the Son, he loves you. Amen?
Amen?
And that same glory that was given over to the Son, he has given over to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we can walk in victory and the fullness of life, in the joy and in the abundance of glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the desire of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That they may see the fruits. He says that my desire is not to take you away from this world. My desire is what? That what? That you keep them. You preserve them. Amen?
Amen.
That if you walk upon this earth, preserved from evil by the Lord. Amen? Because you live by the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what Paul said in his letter to the Ephesians and Colossians? The intention of God is that what? That through us, the mercy and the love of God, the loving kindness of God, will be seen by the nations. Amen?
Amen.
By the Gentiles. The righteousness of God is revealed through the church. Because when the people behold the glory of God in you, they see the righteousness of God. And they see of the truth, there is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But first of all, you must know of this seed within you, this Christ within you. Hallelujah. Paul says that you don't have to, you know, say in your heart that you will go to that grave to go and look for Jesus. You know that? You know, like Mary and Co. went to the grave to look for Jesus. You don't have to go to that location, that graveyard, to look for Jesus. Not that you have to go to heaven to say you bring him down. The word is in your mouth, amen?
Amen.
That same word you confess. As you confess that word, you are set free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are set free into the glorious liberty of the Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is a sacred mystery. If you turn quickly to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 57. Are we there? John chapter 6 verse 57. It says, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of
me.
Do you hear that statement? As Jesus Christ lived on behalf of the Father, so we who are the body live on behalf of
him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that he, earlier in that scripture, in those verses, the verses before, he says that he's the bread of life that has come from heaven. Do you know God's intention is that we too being the body are the bread of life? You know, Paul said that we are one bread. People don't read the scriptures. Paul said that we are what?
One bread.
We are one bread in Christ. The body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now you touch your hand. Who is that?
Me.
Touch your other hand. Who is that?
Me.
Touch your leg. Who is that?
Me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand the logic here? That you have to come to the understanding that you are the body of Christ. Amen? It is the Lord's body. It's not your body. Amen. Now, people have said these things, they say these things over and over every Sunday, but they do not come to the understanding of what the Lord is talking about. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to let this knowledge grow. Hallelujah. That you are not that flesh and blood that you see there. Hallelujah. That you are that spirit man inside of you. Amen.
Amen.
Because that man of the flesh is dead. Isn't he dead?
Yes.
He's no more. You are that spirit man inside of you, that, and that spirit man has to do what? Grow. Hallelujah. Grow. Hallelujah. Grow. You have to grow in the knowledge of the Father. Grow in the knowledge of yourself, in your relationship with the Father. Amen.
Amen.
It's very important. These are vital points that we've missed out for many years. And as Christians, we have to receive these things. Amen. You are not unrighteous. Because some at times when you preach these messages, you know, people, they look at you and say, who are you? Amen.
Amen.
Trying to make yourself equal to God. Who are you? That's what it is. The same thing they did to Jesus, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, people think that Jesus Christ was just holy and one kind. Look, he was a regular guy. Let me tell you, he was a regular guy. That is why they couldn't recognize him. Amen.
Amen.
If he was probably like them when they are holy, you know, those holy scribes and Pharisees. They were probably giving me a thought, but they were so blinded because he was just an ordinary, regular guy who was taught by the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't go to Bible school. Amen? He didn't receive all those. He was taught directly by God. The book of Isaiah says that the seed of the Lord, each and every one of them, from the least to the greatest, shall be taught of who? Of the Lord. Amen? The book of 1 John says that what? There's an anointing inside you that does what? That teaches. That teaches you everything. Hallelujah. You need no man to teach you. It's the Spirit of God that teaches you. Amen.
Amen.
So let us realize the things that have been freely given to us. In the book of Corinthians, Paul wrote a letter. He said the Spirit of God has been given to us to do what? To reveal to us things that have been freely given to
us.
You know, people do not know these things. People do not know what has been freely given to them. You know that? Some people are suffering, languishing, because they don't know the glory and the love that the Father has towards them. People are still living in condemnation. And I tell you, it is the way you feel of God. It is your life and your surrounding will always be a reflection of how you feel towards God. You know that? If you feel a sense of condemnation always, that you are a sinner, you constantly die off. You only perish. Amen?
Amen.
But if you come to the realization of the Son of God in you and take a hold of the Son of God in you, you are what? You are lifted out of the pit of what? Of destruction and condemnation. Amen?
Amen.
That pit is the pit that the whole world is falling into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The whole world is sinking down into a pit. Destruction daily. They die daily. You know that? But what happens when you have a revelation of the Son of Man within you? What happens? You arise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the desire of the Father is to do what? Is that you know this thing. Amen?
Amen.
You see, it is like a man who went out and discovered a treasure in a field. Didn't Jesus Christ give that parable?
Yes.
This man went out and he discovered what? A treasure in a field. What did the man do? He said, for the joy of that revelation, what did he do? He sold everything he had. so that he will take care of, he will possess that land and watch over that treasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God is showing us that treasure today. Hallelujah. And you know what you do as you see to possess that treasure? You lose your life. All this thing that you've attained, and we're talking of in relation to yourself. Amen. In relation to your name. Amen. You know, we heard in the teaching section that he said that every knee shall bow. Amen.
Amen.
Every tongue shall confess. A name above all names. You know that every other name will be dissolved.
Yes.
Every other name will vanish. But there's one name that will do what? That will remain. And that name is the name of
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the new name that each and every one of us will have written upon our foreheads. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's the name that the Father is writing upon. You know what Jesus Christ says? In my name, they shall do this. They shall cast out devils. They shall perform miracles. In my name. It doesn't mean that you go out there and say, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Hey, in the name of Jesus, come out. No. That's not what he's saying. Amen. Keep the moral. That is to abide in the name. Hallelujah. That you become that name. You abide in the name abides in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that it's no longer you but Christ. If you abide in this understanding, the glory and the power of God will do what? Will spring forth from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That treasure within you is like what? A spring of water. Like, it's like a deep well that has been blocked over the ages. Blocked by the principalities and powers. Hallelujah. By the rulers and principalities. You know, these rulers and principalities, the strongest area where they rule is in the systems of religion, in the church systems. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm sorry, these things, they even enter into the Pentecostal setting. Amen.
Amen.
You know how they block the wells? It's by the knowledge that they feed you with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's by what they tell you. You see, but anything that does not show you that thing that is within you, that God has freely given to you, is not of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the free, you know, the will of God is that every man to repent, every man knows of this gift within him. Amen.
Amen.
That gift that God has given, a free gift, you know, unto all eternity, a gift that will well up to eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember that garden in the beginning? How many of you know the garden in the beginning? The garden of Eden. Hallelujah. You know that garden is inside of you? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you know your soul is like a garden? Amen.
Amen.
Oh, somebody does. He's saying, how can my soul be a garden in a desert like this? How can a desert be a garden? Amen.
Amen.
Now, the purpose of God actually is to turn that desert situation into what?
Garden.
A garden of Eden. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah 58, what does the Bible say? Isaiah 58, it says what? Your soul shall be like a well-watered
garden.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Out of the midst of the garden shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rivers of joy, of gladness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rivers that, you know, usher in complete knowledge and love of the Father.
Amen.
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 It's a pleasure. You know, Garden of Eden means what? Pleasure. And this is the place, this is the time now, brethren, to begin to search it, to understand this mystery that God is speaking in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we come to understand this thing that God is calling us to in this hour. Amen. In the book of Romans chapter 8, who are the good Bible scholars, where it says that the whole creation waited, they are groaning. The whole creation is in tears, pain, groaning. Groaning, and they are crying out and waiting. Do you know what they are waiting for? They are waiting for the manifestations of what?
The sons of God.
Who are the sons of God?
We.
Hallelujah. But the problem is that the sons of God don't know themselves. Amen?
Amen.
They are crying. They are waiting for you. Amen? All the words, all the everything they are waiting for.
Me.
Amen. But until the sons of God what? Awake. That's why the Bible screams, awake, awake, awake. Oh, right hand of God. Who is the right hand of God? Awake, awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Obadiah, he talks about saviors. Saviors shall come out of Mount Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Before now, we have known only one savior. Amen.
Amen.
But in Christ, we all are what?
Saviors
of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Christ came to reconcile God to man to God. He came to close the gap between man and God. Amen?
Amen.
But in Christ, we all are what? We saviors. We have that ministry of what? Reconciliation. Amen?
Amen?
Whereby we reconcile people back to God. To the knowledge of the true God of love. Because the Bible says that God in him is light and there is no...
Darkness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before now, people have had an image of a God that is light and darkness. Amen. But all these things are changing in these last days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we preach these messages, don't look at Trevor. Don't look at Trevor of how many years ago. Amen.
Amen.
If you look at my flesh, you will only miss the road. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I know where I felt these messages from. Amen. I know where the Lord took me to years ago. And I know where I saw. So when I hear it, when you hear, don't look at me. Amen.
Amen.
If I give these messages, amen, it is just the act of servanthood. In obedience to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because woe is me if I don't give the message of the Lord. What the Lord has revealed to me, if I don't give it, woe is me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't look at my flesh. Don't let my flesh be a stumbling block to you. Hear the words I'm speaking to you this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is what the Lord is saying in this hour. Arise. Arise. Awake. And come to the knowledge of that person within you. Amen.
Amen.
That Son of God within you. That prayer of great price. Hallelujah. Because that man within you is the glory of God. Hallelujah. He's the hope of creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they are all waiting. Can you look around? Can you look around and see the darkness, the pain, the anguish? Amen. Even some of us, relations. Amen. How many of us have relations that are dying beds? Have you had that kind of experience? Relations in your dying beds? Have you seen people who are roaming like that aimlessly? Amen.
Amen.
You see the man at the train station drinking beer? Amen. And a drunkard? Do you know what they are waiting for? They are waiting for the man that will come and take them and tell them. They are waiting for that word that will say that word, I love you. Amen. They are waiting for that word that says that word, I love you. Amen. Come in. Come up here. That they are waiting for that voice. Amen. And I tell you, all the Lord is saying is that we shall allow that seed in us to grow. Finish. And that's all. Amen. So I'll round up here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
We exalt your name.
Amen.
Let your words come like light to us.
Amen.
Let us blow up in the knowledge of you.
Amen.
Let us be like those trees planted by that river of living waters.
Amen.
Let us blow up in your knowledge.
Amen.
Let us grow in your knowledge.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
All the time.
I love the message. Amen.
Amen.